Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We have a really interesting setup for you today. It's a bit of a thought experiment, actually.
I love these.
Yeah, we're taking two completely different entities, smashing them together, and seeing if we can't figure out a completely new playbook for how a modern software business grows.
I mean, these mashups are usually where the best insights come from, taking two things that don't obviously go together and just finding that synergy.
Exactly. So let's set the stage. In one corner, we have Exigo ERP. They're a software solutions provider based out of Kakinad, Kerala, in India. And if you look at their portfolio, it's the real nuts and bolts stuff that, keeps the world running. We're talking school ERPs, retail software, e-commerce apps.
Right, it's infrastructure. They're building the digital plumbing for schools and for shops, and their whole focus is on being, I think the words they use are pocket friendly and technically proficient.
And in the other corner, we have Auto Content API. Now, the sources describe this not as a tool, but as an industrial engine for automated media creation.
Yeah.
It even claims to be the notebook LM API alternative for the enterprise.
And that word industrial is, I think, the key distinction here. We aren't talking about a chatbot helping you draft a tweet or, an email. We're
Right.
talking about heavy-duty infrastructure that generates media at scale. It's really designed for developers, not just casual users.
So the mission for this deep dive is pretty simple. We're going to explore how a company like Exigo ERP can utilize this industrial engine to solve what might be the single biggest problem in the digital economy right now.
Content saturation.
Content saturation.
It's the bottleneck.
Yeah.
And honestly, this applies to anyone listening, whether you run a massive ERP company or, a small startup. Because here's the harsh reality the sources point out. Exigo has great products. I was looking at their site. They have this school bus tracking system, omni-channel retail solutions.
Yeah.
But in today's economy, building it is not enough.
Because everyone is building it.
Because everyone is shouting about it. Growth today is. It's a function of mental availability. You have to be where your customer is, on Spotify, on YouTube Shorts, on Google Search. But the problem is always production capacity.
Right.
It just costs too much money and takes way too much human time to make enough content to actually be seen.
That is the production bottleneck our sources keep coming back to.
Precisely.
Right?
And the solution we're exploring today is using something like the Auto Content API to move from manual creation, where a human writes a script, films a video, edits it, to automated transformation.
Okay, automated transformation. That sounds great, but it also sounds a little bit like a buzzword. So I want to unpack this.
Let's do it.
Let's look at Exigo's actual product line. They've got the Exigo School ERP, the Institute ERP, Exigo Retail. I mean, these are complex tools.
They are, yeah. They have what their documentation calls functions-oriented modules. Things like bus attendance systems, fee management, omni-channel integration. These aren't simple on-off switches, they're deep systems.
Right. And if I'm a school administrator or, a shop owner, I don't just get it by looking at a logo or reading a bullet point.
No.
I need it explained to me. I need to see how the bus tracking feature actually works.
Exactly. And traditionally, how do you do that? You make an explainer video, you hire a studio, you write a script, hire a voice actor, you edit the footage.
Which is just a nightmare to manage.
And it's so expensive. The source material puts the cost of a professional explainer video anywhere between, what, $3,000 and $10,000
For one video?
for one video. If
Yeah.
Exigo has 50 distinct features, which they likely do, given the scope of an ERP, you simply cannot afford to make 50 videos manually. It's economically impossible.
So what usually happens, Exigo and, companies like them, they end up with just text on a website, which, let's be honest, nobody reads.
Right, it is the classic wall of text problem. But here is where the Auto Content API enters the picture, specifically its video endpoints. The proposal here is that Exigo could use the API to crawl their own documentation pages or their feature lists.
So walk me through that workflow. The API literally reads the page about the school bus tracking system.
It reads it, understands the technical nuances, and then using the Video Create Shorts or Explainer endpoints, it automatically generates a 60-second video, either horizontal or vertical.
And it does everything.
Everything. It writes the script based on the page content. It selects relevant stock footage or uses screenshots they provide. It adds an AI avatar if they want one, and it handles the voiceover.
Without a human editor even touching it.
Completely headless. I mean, no human interface, just code talking to code. And here's why that matters so much for Exigo. There is a metric mentioned in the source called dwell time.
Dwell time. Okay, define that for us in this context.
It's basically how long a user stays on your web page. If you have a video embedded on your landing page, the research shows you are 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times. That seems astronomically high.
It is high, but think about your own behavior. You land on a page, it's a wall of text, you bounce. You leave in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
If there's a play button, you click it. You stay for 60 seconds to watch the explanation. And to Google, that signals, hey, this page has value. People are sticking around.
But I have to play devil's advocate here. If these videos are automated, aren't they going to look, you know, janky, a bit robotic?
Yeah.
Because Exigo prides itself on quality. If the video looks cheap, doesn't that hurt the brand?
That is the valid fear. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the industrial nature of this API implies it's using the latest generation of avatars, a voice synthesis. It's not the robotic voices of 5 years ago. And maybe more importantly, you have to look at the cost arbitrage.
The math. I love when we get into the numbers.
Yes. Okay, a manual video is thousands of dollars. According to the source, an API-generated video costs roughly 400 credits on their platform.
Which translates to real money.
Yeah.
About 4 euros.
4 euros. So roughly the price of a latte. Exactly. So for the price of a fancy coffee, Exigo gets a broadcast-ready explainer video. And this allows them to do something called creative testing at scale.
Which means?
It means they don't have to guess which video works. They can generate 10 variations of a video for the school bus tracker. You know, different hooks, different avatars, different scripts. They can just flood their social channels with these vertical, faceless shorts and see what sticks.
That creates a completely different dynamic. If you spend $5,000 on a video, you need it to work. You're terrified it'll flop.
Exactly. You are paralyzed by the cost. If a 4 euro video flops, who cares? You delete it, you make another one. It just changes the risk profile of marketing entirely. You move from sniper shots to carpet bombing your niche with value.
Okay, so that covers marketing, getting people in the door. But let's shift gears a bit to the people who are actually using Exigo software. We're talking about schools, parents, teachers.
Right. Support and training. This is often the unsexy part of software, but it's where you lose customers if you get it wrong. Churn happens when people can't figure out how to use your tools.
I was reading through Exigo's site, and they have these very specific modules. Student portals, fee management. Imagine you're a parent. It's Tuesday morning. You're late for work. You download the app, and you don't know how to set up the notifications for the bus arrival.
Right.
Do you really want to read a PDF manual on your phone?
Absolutely not. You're frustrated. The text is tiny. You're scrolling. You're pinching to zoom. It's just, it's high friction.
Yeah.
And this is where the Notebook LM API alternative features come into play.
This was the part of the source material that really grabbed me. The ability to turn text into audio. But clarify this for me. Are we just talking about basic text speech, like a robot reading the PDF out loud?
No, and that distinction is crucial. Standard text to speech is boring. It's monotone. You tune it out after 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. This API has a feature for multi-speaker dynamics.
Okay.
It can take that dense technical manual or even the terms and conditions and convert it into an engaging two-person audio podcast.
So kind of like what we're doing right now.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
We'd have two AI agents discussing the school bus tracking app. One asks, so how do I set up alerts? And the other explains it in plain English, maybe with a little bit of banter or a clear analogy.
That is wild. So the parent is driving to work. They put on this 5-minute audio summary and they learn how to use the app without ever having to look at a screen.
It creates what you could call a service-oriented experience. Exigo mentions on their site that they value being customer-focused. What is more customer-focused than giving busy parents an audio guide instead of a homework assignment?
And the technology goes even deeper. There's a voice cloning capability mentioned in the auto content source. How would a company like Exigo use that to build trust?
Oh, this is crucial for branding. Exigo could clone a friendly brand ambassador's voice. Or, I mean, theoretically, if they integrated deeply enough into the school system, the school could clone the principal's voice for announcements or updates.
Wait, so the update about the bus schedule would come in the actual voice of the principal?
Exactly. Hello, parents. This is Principal Smith. Here's how you use the new app. It makes the technology feel human. For a company like Exigo that operates in the education sector, where trust is everything, hearing a familiar voice, or at least a consistent, friendly brand voice, is a massive value add over a generic robotic narrator.
It stops feeling like software and starts feeling like service.
Precisely. And it solves the scalability issue. You can't have the principal record 1,000 different personalized messages, but the API can generate them instantly.
I want to zoom out a bit. We've talked about the product, the support, but let's talk geography. Exigo is based in Kakinad, Kerala,
which is a rapidly growing tech hub in India.
Right. And they keep mentioning they're cost effective. Now, in the software world, that is a huge selling point globally. If I'm a school in Mexico or a retailer in France, I want good software that doesn't break the bank.
But there's a barrier.
Language.
The language barrier. Exigo's website is in English. Their manuals are in English. Their sales videos are in English.
And usually, to fix that, you have to hire a localization agency. You need translators, voice actors for the French dub, someone to edit the video to match the French audio.
It's slow, it's expensive, and it's a logistical nightmare.
And this is where the API's localization feature just changes the map. The source says auto content supports over 50 languages.
So here's the new workflow for Exigo. They create one core piece of content in English. Let's say a video about their omnichannel e-business strategy. They polish it, they get it perfect.
Okay, so the master copy is done.
The API then takes that asset, it transcribes it, it translates it, but then it does something called resynthesis.
Resynthesis, what's that?
It doesn't just overlay a new audio track. It regenerates the voice audio in Spanish, Arabic, French, Hindi, whatever you need. And for video, if there's an avatar, it can actually adjust the lip sync to match the new language.
That is incredible. So it doesn't look like a bad kung fu movie dub where the lips are moving 5 seconds after the words stop.
Ideally, no. The goal is for it to look and sound native. So suddenly, Exigo isn't just selling to Kerala or other English-speaking markets. They can spin up a localized marketing campaign for Dubai or Madrid in an afternoon.
Without hiring a local marketing team in Paris or Dubai?
Zero local headcount. You're effectively multiplying your total addressable market. Your TAMB, what, 5 times, 10 times overnight? You're running a global media operation from a single office in Kerala.
That is the definition of leverage, decoupling your growth from your headcount.
It is. And it's the only way to scale in a market this competitive. If you wait to hire local teams, your competitors who are using automation will beat you there every time.
I want to touch on another aspect of Exigo's business. They don't just sell ERPs, they actually build e-commerce websites and applications for clients.
Yes, their Exigo Retail and e-commerce division, they're building the online stores for other businesses.
So if I hire Exigo to build my online store, the one thing I need more than anything else is traffic. And the best way to get free traffic is SEO.
Search engine optimization. But specifically, let's talk about programmatic SEO or PSEO. This is a strategy that is perfect for e-commerce, but very hard to pull off manually.
Okay, break that down for us. What is programmatic SEO?
So imagine you're an e-commerce client of Exigo. Let's say you sell spare parts for cars. You have thousands of products. Brake pads for a 2010 Honda. Brake pads for a 2011 Honda. Brake pads for a 2012 Honda.
Okay, tons of variations.
You need a specific web page for each of those to capture that long tail search traffic. If someone Googles 2010 Honda brake pads, you want them to land on that exact page.
But writing thousands of unique descriptions for brake pads is, it's impossible for a human. You'd go crazy.
Correct. So what usually happens is people copy-paste. They use the same text and just change the year. But Google hates that. They call it thin content.
Thin content. That sounds bad.
It is bad. If your pages all look the same, Google penalizes you. You basically disappear from the search results because you aren't providing unique value.
So how does the auto content API fix the thin content problem? Because if it just generates generic text, isn't that still thin content?
That's the danger, you're right. But the multimedia solution suggested in the sources is the workaround. The API can generate unique multimedia assets for thousands of pages, making them heavy with value.
Walk me through that. How do we make the 2010 Honda brake pad page unique using this API?
Okay, step one. Use the Deep Research API that crawls the web specifically for info on that exact product and writes a unique 500-word guide. It's not copy-pasted. It's actually synthesized from technical specs and reviews.
Okay, so we have unique text. That's a start.
Step two, the podcast API. It creates a mini audio review or a short discussion about that specific product. Hey, are these pads good for city driving? Yes, here's why.
A podcast about brake pads.
Why not? Even if it's 2 minutes long. If it keeps the user on the page listening, that dwell time metric we talked about shoots up, that's a massive signal to Google that the page is high quality.
True. It differentiates that page from every other parts store that just has a photo and a price.
Step three, the video API. It creates a vertical short showing the product, maybe rotating it, listing the specs visually. Now suddenly you have a page with unique text, unique audio, and unique video. That is not thin content anymore. That is a rich resource.
And Exego can offer this as a premium service to their clients. We don't just build your store, we populate it.
Exactly. We populate it with content that dominates search results. It helps their clients win on those long-tail keywords, those super specific low-volume searches that competitors ignore because they think it's not worth the effort to make a video for a bolt or a screw.
But with the API, the cost is cents, not hundreds of dollars, so it is worth the effort.
Precisely. It turns the economics completely upside down. It allows Exego to offer a service that no traditional web agency can match without charging an absolute fortune.
Now, Exego emphasizes their technical proficiency. They say on their site, "We work well-rounded with latest technologies."
Which is great because AutoContent is an API-first platform.
What does that mean for the developers at Exego?
It means it's not just a website where a marketing intern clicks buttons. It's designed for code. It uses webhooks, REST protocols. It's meant to be integrated into the back-end infrastructure of a company like theirs.
So they can build what our source material calls reaction loops.
Oh, I love reaction loops. This is where you get into some really advanced stuff like newsjacking.
Explain that workflow. How does a piece of software newsjack?
Okay, so imagine Exego sets up a trigger using a tool like Make.com or Zapier. The trigger is a news story breaking about, say, new edtech regulations in India or changes to CBSE school standards.
Okay, so the system is monitoring RSS feeds or Google News. It sees the story.
The trigger fires. The AutoContent API reads the news article via its deep research endpoint. It analyzes it. Then it automatically generates a market alert video or an audio update summarizing that news.
And this is the key part. It frames it from Exego's perspective.
Yes. That's the magic. It positions Exego as the thought leader. Here's what this new regulation means for your school, and here's how Exego helps you comply.
And then what happened?
And then it posts it to LinkedIn automatically.
And no human did anything.
The human set up the automation once. After that, it's headless content production. Exego's marketing is literally happening while the team is asleep.
That is incredibly powerful. It's like having a 247 newsroom for pennies.
No.
But it also raises a question about quality control. What if the AI says something wrong?
That's the risk. You definitely need guardrails. You can set the API to draft mode, for example, where a human just has to click approve before it posts. But the heavy lifting, the writing, the editing, the producing, that's all done. The human just becomes the quality assurance manager rather than the creator.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. We've looked at video explainers for products, audio support for parents, global expansion through localization, programmatic SEO for e-commerce, and this headless production for newsjacking.
We have. We've pretty much covered the full spectrum of what a media-enabled company looks like.
So let's try to summarize this transformation. Exego goes from being a software company, which is great, to being something else.
They become a media powerhouse.
Yeah.
That really is the shift.
Yeah.
They're using this API to fix the production bottleneck. They're turning PDFs into podcasts, blogs into videos, and they're doing it at a fraction of the cost. I mean, remember the math. We're talking about 10 cents for a podcast episode versus $150 or more for a human to edit one.
The margins are just, they're undeniable.
And we have to remember the why. You know, why do this? Why flood the zone? It's because we are in an economy of infinite shelf space. YouTube will take as many videos as you can give it. Spotify has room for infinite podcasts. The internet has no page limit.
The only limit is your ability to produce.
Exactly. The only competitive advantage left is the ability to fill that shelf space with high-quality assets efficiently. If you aren't filling it, your competitor will be.
If your competitor is using an industrial engine like AutoContent and you're still doing it all by hand,
you're bringing a knife to a gunfight. Mm. You simply cannot keep up with the volume.
It really puts the deep in deep dive. We started with school software in Kerala and ended up with automated global media empires.
Chuckles. It's quite the journey, isn't it? But that's where the technology is going.
I want to leave our listener with a final thought here. We've been talking about Exego, but really, this applies to any business. If a software company can automate the creation of its training, its marketing, and its support content, does the definition of what a software company even is, does it change? Does it now have to include media broadcaster?
I think it does. I think in 2026, every company is a media company. Some of them just haven't realized it yet. And the ones that realize it first and build the infrastructure for it, they're the ones who are going to win.
And for you listening, Look at your own hard drive. Look at your Google Drive. What trapped value is just sitting there in PDFs and old blog posts and technical manuals? What's waiting to be transformed into something people actually want to consume?
That is the million-dollar question, or
Yeah.
perhaps the 4 euro question.
The 4 euro question. I love it. That is all for this deep dive. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you on the next one.